You're listening to Titans of the Trades. I'm your host, Ryan England, author of Hire Better People Faster and creator of the CoreFit Hiring System, a proven process to help growing companies attract and retain only the best. I'm on a mission to revolutionize the perception of the trades and elevate it to new heights. After growing up in a blue-collar family, my passion for making the trades cool again runs deep. If you're a titan in the industry and want to be on my show, stick around until the end and I'll reveal how you can be my next guest. Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Ryan England. Today's guest is a technology partner for so many companies in field services and the trades. Whether you're a small company or enterprise, their technology can support you in growing your business. We all know that one of the biggest challenges, besides people, is being able to run the business successfully in today's digitally connected world. And how do you stay different? How do you stay competitive? And how do you make sure that your business is helping you achieve every goal you want? David Gianetto, he's the CEO of WorkWave, and their technology platform is incredible. I can't wait for you to learn more about it. And also, we talk a little bit about some of the challenges that are out there that are keeping companies from being able to achieve their goals. Let's dig in. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You know, we were talking a little bit before I hit the record button, and you were talking to me about what WorkWave does and all of the different areas, and my brain is still reeling from how important what you're doing over there can be at helping the industry overcome things like the labor shortage and some of the other challenges that we're having in not being able to have technology connecting so we can best service our customer. But before we talk more about that, I'd love to know, what do you think is one of the biggest myths in the industry right now that's holding people back, that's keeping them from achieving their goals?
I think we're still struggling, especially in small businesses, to get the contractors or the technicians, whatever title we're giving them, to understand the role of technology and just how integral it is today. If you have a small business and you just have a truck and you're kicking around town doing work just out of your truck, yeah, I guess you can do it without technology. But as soon as you start to grow to any degree, you need it, and you need it to generate new customers effectively, and then you need it to communicate with customers in the way they want, because you're doing that a lot of that is hands-free or humans-free even these days. And you need it to move money more quickly through your company so that you collect from the customers in a much more convenient way. And that's going to make your business healthier. So yeah, there's a hurdle when you jump into technology to run your business, but in the very near future, it's just not going to be possible to do it without technology.
I might even argue that we're already there. I mean, we're a digitally connected world. The consumer is so used to being digitally connected. I was at a workshop and someone made a comment that people would never leave. Like, they were talking about health and they were like, when's the last time you got in your car, got halfway to work, realized you forgot to take your vitamins, turned around and went home? But you do that for your phone every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing the relationship that you have with the phone. And that's actually more impactful to business today than you think, because that's what's changing the behavior and the buying behavior, the communication style of the consumer, the homeowner, and you have to interact with them through that. And it really has made the face-to-face relationship with the customer much less important. Mm-hmm. There is this belief in service that it is important to the customer to have a relationship with the service provider. Now, you're going into their homes a lot of times, so that piece of it is important, but it isn't really a relationship like the old days where you knocked on the door, you said hello, you shook hands. Now they want you in and out, gone, communicating with them very briefly. If you can do it digitally and over their phone and text, that's even better. Yeah. And all that stuff is impossible without technology.
Yeah, it's amazing how much we've shifted. I mean, the pandemic saw us do this too. We didn't want face-to-face. We didn't want to talk to people. We wanted to get on our phones, order dinner, have it delivered, dropped off at our door. We didn't want to interact with people at all.
Yeah.
And I see that in the home service space as well, where a lot of times companies are asking for information through an email form or a chat bot. And the first thing they do is say, hey, can you call me? And I think, you know what? If they wanted to call you, they would have picked up the phone and called you. He wanted to solve this problem for them over text or over email.
Yeah.
And we have to, as an industry, we have to realize that times have changed, the world has changed, and we need to change. I'm 100% on board with you. And the days of that 30-year veteran technician saying, well, we never had to use software. What do you mean I have to fill out paperwork? Like,
yeah,
they're a dying breed. Like, they're going to either have to get on board or they're going to go away.
You know, we have some data around, for example, companies that use credit cards for 80% of their business grow 5 percentage points more than those who don't. They if you don't use technology to move money more quickly through your company, you're just going to be hindered in ways that really are going to hurt your business. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is a little bit harder to use technology, take credit cards, put them on file, but then you can recurrently bill. And think of all the work that takes out of the equation, especially for a small business, because they're not making all those phone calls when somebody doesn't pay on time. They're not sending a bunch more emails to try to get people to pay them. It's just on file. And then you're charging it after every service. Or if you're a smart business, you're actually creating a recurrent service plan where you're billing them 12 times a year, despite however many services you do. And that makes the business more valuable as well. If it ever gets to a point where the owner wants to sell it, mm-hmm. the more recurrent and the better the flow of money, they're going to get paid a higher multiple if they go to sell the business.
Wow. So you really just said technology's here. We got to get on board. That's what I heard you say.
At increasingly lower levels, right? We all know the big corporate providers, you know, corporate service providers have always needed technology. We're talking about going really down market to individual folks that have a truck in the driveway.
Yeah. And that's the next question I have for you. Is so we take somebody, I mean, a lot of the guys in home services, they grew up in the trades. Like, they grew up with this. They grew up with a tool in their hand. They didn't grow up with a tablet in their hand. They didn't grow up on the computer. So as soon as you say technology, I just go, that's not what I enjoy. It's not what I do. But I think what you guys are doing over there at WorkWave is really just saying, hey, we're going to make this as easy as possible. So talk to me a little bit about how technology has evolved to make this easier. Because when you say just the big companies are using technology, what I hear is I've got to have an IT department and developers and support. Right. And that's not the case anymore, correct?
No. Certainly the big companies do in every industry. I mean, we are the dominant service provider of technology and related services in the pest industry, green industry, which is lawn maintenance, lawn care, all that, the green stuff, cleaning, janitorial, security. We also have solutions in HVAC and mechanical, last mile pickup and delivery. And in all of them, what you're seeing is a bifurcation of the technology, because we always knew that a small business can't use deep, cumbersome, heavy technology, but it's very hard to actually take a complex solution and simplify it. So what we did about 5 years ago is we created a horizontal down market solution. So a small business operates on a completely different platform than does a middle market or a large enterprise. So you can come in and get on technologies that would be called PestPack Light, Real Green Light, Team Light, or WorkWave Service. And they're designed for the small business, because the small business service provider, like you said, the group in the trades, they think their job is making grass greener, protecting home from insects, or protecting people from COVID or other stuff when they're doing cleaning and janitorial. And as they become business owners, they have to make this transition to understand their job is to build a business, because if they don't, they won't get new customers. It starts this downward spiral where they're working endlessly and they're not really making profit. So we have a down market solution that really tries to partner with them about their business. It's very simple. It doesn't make them figure it out. It doesn't give them a lot of graphing and pie charts and all this stuff to analyze their business. It just tells them what they need to do. Yeah. If it has a number 5, you click on the 5 and it says, these 5 people aren't scheduled. If you don't schedule them, you can't go there. Push this button to schedule them, send them an email, get them to accept the link and lock in their time slots. Or if it says 4, this means 4 people are over 30 days haven't paid you. Click here, fire off that email and get that money in the door. So we're not making them go figure out what their receivables are. We're saying, hey, these people owe you money. You can either send them a text or an email. I guess you can call them too. But won't it be easier if you send them a link to pay you on the phone, and then they click the link and they will pay you? And by the way, the card should be on file, so you don't even have to do this next time. Mm-hmm. So we are almost a business partner in a sense to try to help them understand what it is to build and grow a profitable service company.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing you talk through that, and I'm sitting here thinking, all of the things that you're describing, I think about the technology out there, and there's probably 40 different pieces of technology that I would have to go find and figure out how to get them to talk together, payments and scheduling and pulling up and emails and all this other stuff. And you guys handle all that in one package. And it doesn't matter the size of your company. And so instead of you just being another technology partner or a software provider, it's almost like the entire operations, fulfillment, systems, processes, like you take care of the back end of the business so they can focus on the things that owners should be focused on.
Absolutely. And we do that all the way from sales and marketing, the digital presence, all the way through collecting money from the customers. So we say at WorkWave, we help our customers grow their business, service their customers, and maximize their money. So it's easy to focus on servicing your customers. That's what service providers think of. But very quickly, when you start your own business, you realize that the problem of owning a business isn't the service. You're probably good at the service. It's actually growing the business. And if you're talking about any sort of digital marketing, that can feel like a real black box for a small business owner. They don't understand the way Google works, how to get rankings or the Google My Business page, how important that is. They wouldn't understand something like having a picture of the address that you operate out of on your Google My Business page is a very important thing. It seems unimportant, right? It might just be of your sign in your building. But if you don't have that, that's one criteria you haven't met for Google. So at WorkWave, we're doing everything from helping them use a wizard to build a very Google and search friendly website that ties into how they schedule. It has the widgets for scheduling. It has the widgets for taking payments, for making inquiries, of course, for sales, all the way through the operation of creating service orders, scheduling them, completing them, and then all the different ways that people can pay now, whether it's scanning a check in the field with a technician using the phone to scan a check so they don't have to lose that on the way back to the office. They may not even be going back to an office these days anymore. Of course, putting credit card on file, ACH payments, pay by text link, and all that is just to keep the money flowing through the company.
Yeah, and I love too, not only are you helping them with this, maybe even giving them some education along the way so that they know, understand why they're doing what they do, but you're serving a market too that is often dismissed when it comes to technology, landscaping, janitorial. I love that. I used to have a pest control client. And he got to the point where he's like, I'm just going to develop something in-house to help me run my business. There's no one out there to serve this industry. So like, you've gone to some of those industries that really need the help and support and being able to provide and pull all the technology together.
You know, you mentioned pest control. WorkWave's been around 40 years, and it's probably been the dominant technology provider in the pest industry for the last 25 years.
Wow.
It's,
so you were around before technology was even a thing.
The origins of WorkWave, long before me, I've been the CEO there for the past 5 years, but long before me, it was a partnership between what was called a data service company at the time, Marathon Data Services, hooking up with some pest control operators, real pest control guys that said, look, we need some help here. We need technology to help us run the business. And in partnership, they developed it. And you will find that almost every field service technology was developed in partnership with the trades. So Real Green, which is one of the leading brands we have, was developed in partnership by a guy who had a green company. And he started developing technology to run his company. You would also see the same thing with our team software brand. That's WinTeam, Lighthouse, and a bunch of other brands. But WinTeam's the big one in the U.S. And that was developed in partnership with the security industry and the janitorial industry. So almost all of us come from the trades. I started as a service operations manager myself. So it helps me to understand our customer base because I was maybe a high mid-level manager in a service organization running the operations. So I know what our customers are dealing with firsthand.
I love that. Yeah, when you were talking, it reminded me, you know, I left, and I know a lot of guys in the trades, they usually start out working for someone else. They don't like it. They go start their own because they want to do it their way. And I was the same way. I was in corporate for about a decade and building teams, watching them get restructured, doing all this stuff. And I was like, I'm going to go do my own thing. And then a couple of years in, I realized that the thing that differentiates a small business from an enterprise is systems and processes. It's having all that stuff in there. Because most of us, most entrepreneurs I know, they want to do it their own way. And it's like, well, you can do it your own way, yeah. but you still have to have a process. You still have to have a system. And instead of having to go figure that out and do it on their own, which I find is a challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, you've actually done it and said, hey, we've worked in this industry for a long time. We know what best practices are. We know how to make this work. And we've developed technology and software to help you do it so that you can go focus on the things that you had mentioned, running the business, growing the business, managing cash.
Love it. I think it's, I want to be honest about it. It's challenging for us too, because, you know, I think Workaway is a very good software company, but we have to be very close to our customers to really understand what they actually need in the technology. Because as you go down market to small business, they don't have an idea of what they should and shouldn't be doing. So I'll give a very real world example. Every person listening is familiar with like Amazon or DoorDash dropping off something at your home. You may get 4 or 5 different texts. You may get a picture afterwards. You're getting this string of digital communication. And if you are a big company, mid-market enterprise company, you're using Workwave technology to decide how many touch points you want to have with that customer. Mm. Do you want to notify them when it's scheduled? 2 days before, the morning of, I'm on the way. This is complete. Do a survey. Here's a link to pay. Like, you could barrage them with digital, you know, small little interactions. So you're actively making the choice on what type of impression do you want to give the customer by sending all those communications or sending very few communications. But you have to decide what your communication is. In the old days, you would say, well, I'm going there tomorrow. I'm going to give the homeowner a call, let them know. Today, you're doing it digitally. But as you go to small businesses, they don't know if, you know, there's a threshold too. With too many touch points, some service providers will say, it gives them too many opportunities to cancel. Mm-hmm. So there are some service operators that say, well, don't over-communicate. But in a small business, what does that look like? So we have to tell them, there's 5 times you could send them the message. Out of the box, it sends 3. But you have to decide if you want it to be 1 or 5 or none. And that forces them to think about their business differently. And that can be very challenging to them.
And that's something that your team works with them on, is being able to identify that?
Yeah. So it'll come set up out of the box in what we think is best practice. And then you'll get a lot of service providers that say, well, they want to do it their way. The truth is, they're not actually better trying to create some unique service business. Service is pretty standard. If you want to differentiate your business, you do that really in the best way through things like, how do we look when we pull up to the home? How am I training my technicians to interact with somebody when they approach the door, they go into the home? What are the leave behinds? Is there anything physical or digital? How do I communicate with them after the fact that they have a problem? Right? Those are the ways that you can differentiate yourself. It's a lot of, it's a lot more of the interpersonal or softer things that allow you to differentiate yourself. But when it comes to back office type processes, the best way is just to use the technology the way it's designed to be used, to try not to reinvent the universe, because we have thousands of service companies using our technology. If there's something wrong with it, they're telling us and we're adjusting it to meet their needs. So there aren't going to be a lot of gaps for a company like Workwave that's been around a long time. Not to say there aren't better ways to do things. We could improve things, right? We can, and we do. But don't try to make it special. And I know that's what they want to do. My dad was a mason. He was a service guy when I was growing up. The reason he had his own small business, because he didn't want to work for anyone. Just like you said, he didn't want to work for my grandfather because they were butting heads all the time. So he started his own business so he could do his own thing. And he had 5 folks, but he didn't want to listen to anyone. That was why he had his business. So that runs counter to what we're saying with technology. Don't think outside the box. Use it the way it's designed.
I love that. That is great. So, if there was one thing, like summing all this up, the lessons that you've learned, what you see happening out there, what is one action item that our listeners can take that can help them with their business, help them improve their processes or relationships with their customers, whether it's implementing technology or something else? What is one thing that you've seen out there that's been very effective?
Well, I think probably the baseline would be if you're not taking credit cards, you need to really take a look at how you could be taking credit cards. Mm. And those credit cards should be integrated with the system that you're using, because you can go get a little square device, plug it into your cell phone and take credit cards that way from homeowners if you want. But really, it should be issuing invoices out of your technology, an actual code to them with a link. They can pay by link, and they can put their card on file and get paid. And then you can add something called account updater. So if the credit card is lost or expires, it automatically rolls that number into the new number so that you don't have to reach out to them again. You know, just like when you lose your credit card and you get a new one, sometimes your current billing continues on that. And that's because of this thing called auto updater. So that's one of them. And the other thing you have to solve is you have to decide how you're going to generate new customers. And you have to think very proactively about that. And if you can integrate your technicians, your other workers, the other folks out in the field doing work, if you can integrate them into the sales process, you're going to be a lot more effective. So maybe it's something as simple as when they go to a home, they put door hangers on the two homes on either side or across the street. You could do that. You could try to create a local community and join things and advertise with the local kids baseball team. Local still is effective if you are sincere and genuine about it. And at some point, you need to go into the digital realm. So you're going to want to have your Google My Business set up. That is a direct takeaway. When you get off this, go see if you have Google My Business. If you don't have it, you must have it.
Yeah.
And then just even watch a couple videos on how to set it up on YouTube if you don't want to work with a professional, and do the basic things, right? So that you can get into the rankings.
Yeah.
So that if somebody says pest control in Ringgold, New Jersey, you come up.
I love that. So those action items are so simple. May not be the easiest to do, especially if you don't know and haven't been there before, but making it easy for people to pay you. And then I love the grassroots campaign for building your business. You don't have to compete on Google Ads. You don't have to do that stuff. There's so many ways, so many opportunities local that I think are incredible. Hey, David, this has been great. How do people learn more about you and what you're doing over there at WorkWave? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, we're pretty easy to find. You just go to workwave.com. And when you go there, you will see the different industries that we have, because most of the service providers do think about themselves relative to the service they do. So if you're a pest control, you're going to come down, you're going to look at the pest control options we have available. But really, that's based on size. If you're a small business doing residential work, then you're probably on the smaller package. But as soon as you get up and you're doing any sort of commercial work, regardless of the industry, then you're probably going to be on the mainstream package. And the website is brand new. It's gotten a lot of awards, so it should be pretty easy for folks to find their way through it.
And I love that people can grow with you too. They don't get to a point where they have to go find another technology partner. They can grow with you. I mean, you even mentioned mid-market and enterprise, and I know there's a lot of people listening that like can't even imagine getting there, but knowing that they can partner with you and you can stick with them long-term is fantastic.
Yeah, that's important to us because, I would say somewhere between 60% and 70% of these industries are on WorkWave technology. So when you're a small business and it comes time to sell your business, almost all of the larger companies are on WorkWave technology. So they are much more attracted to small businesses that are using WorkWave technology because when you acquire them, integrating them in is so much easier. So if you're in the family, you can grow with us. But if you also decide at some point you want to make some money and sell your business, it's going to be a lot easier for you to sell your business as well.
Nice. Hey, David, thank you so much for being on the show today. I've really enjoyed it. Learned a ton. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Ryan England here. Thank you so much for listening to Titans of the Trades. If you're a titan in the construction, manufacturing, or skilled trades industry and would like to be a guest on my show, please visit podcast.corematters.com. If you found value in this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot on your phone and share it with a friend or post it on social. And if you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Titans of the Trades. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, click the subscribe button. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and get me one step closer to solving the labor crisis facing the industry. Want to know more about how we're doing that? Go to our website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening.